Hey, this is Gareth Webb, and you are listening to Breakout, a show aimed at cutting through the hiring noise and breaking down best practices. We'll also be tapping into the minds of other industry leaders so you can ensure your business makes the right critical hires the right way.
All right, Gareth, good morning.
Good morning, Jake. How are you doing?
I'm good. Feels like it's been a minute since we both did our last recording. I know we've done a few recordings with you and a couple of other leaders in the space. So it's good to get back in our groove.
Yeah, there's been some intense conversations with Rotorio, PagerDuty. So yeah, be nice to have a more relaxed conversation.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I will just dive right into it. Today, I wanted to spend some time and talk with you about the state of the market. So we're in Q4 of 22. You know, this is probably some similar themes from our last quarterly update. We'll try and do one of these a quarter from here on out, just to keep our pulse on the market and help others if they're curious. What we're going to do, show some economic data or talk through that, a few other data sources that I wanted to share as well. I want to get your take on those, how this compares with, you know, just what's going on and what we're seeing here at OutScout. What's going on with our clients, et cetera. And then we'll jump into some crowdsourced Q&A questions and then wrap up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good.
Cool. So, I'll kick things off here with sharing a few stats on recent economic data that's been released. So I've got about four or five here. Inflation rate, 7.7% for October. That's the lowest since January and below the 8% forecast. So I think, you know, starting potentially to see inflation peak. Job vacancies ticked up 3% in September to 10.7 million. The U.S. added 261,000 jobs in October. Which beat expectations of 200,000. The one thing to note, though, that is the weakest job add since December of 2020. So we are seeing slowing growth, but still growth. The participation rate in the market was flat at 62% month over month. And then lastly here, we've got October employment remains low at pre-COVID levels to 3.7%, which is kind of in line with the average overall this year. We've kind of been ticking up and down about a tenth of a percent throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one piece. And the other piece, I'm sure I've talked with you about this enough, but one of my recently favorite data sources to browse, PeerSignal, they pull business to business, high growth tech company data. So they have some hiring data, make it super easily digestible, which
they're sponsoring this podcast.
Yeah. See if we can get them to sponsor, that'd be great.
That sounded very, 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 very slick from you.
Yeah. 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 Please sponsor us. But their founder, recently posted on LinkedIn, and he shared a couple of takeaways from their most recent November hiring report. I think they're going to be doing more hiring reports monthly, quarterly. Takeaways this month, tech companies with 5 to 5,000 employees grew around 12% between April and October of this year. Big tech is lagging behind in their market adjustments. Then overall, B2B tech is still adding more headcount than it's subtracting. So I think, you know, we talked about that a lot in Q3 update as well, just with the news and with the headlines that are dominating that versus you know, some of the data that we've been kind of seeing with our client base. And then lastly, the B2B SaaS hiring market is showing signs of stabilizing overall, but still quite a wide distribution within the group. So maybe not quite as stable if you want to view it that way. But I think, like, you know, overall to me, it seems market's still strong, but is starting to slow. Despite, you know, in the rate increases, companies that are or seem to be growing sustainably, I'm sure align pretty closely with, you know, having strong product market fit, good value props, not bloated from VC money. That's where it seems like a lot of that impact has been when you look at headlines. So I know that was a lot of information to share, but I will pass it over to you. I just kind of want to get your take on this data, and then we can kind of dive into how that compares with what you're seeing at OutScout.
Yeah, it basically falls in line with what we're seeing. We're only touching like a fraction of the market. But yeah, essentially we're in a cycle. We're part of a cycle, which is, you know, if you start with the very top, there's always like these outliers, right? And, but like Microsoft, Apple. So I'm going to go out here and say like I would call that useful technology. That's like kind of, you need it. You know, it helps with work, education, hospitals run on it. Those businesses are doing well because they're well run, and they're run, there's financial engineering going on in the way they run. You know, they target growth and profit, revenue and profit. Tim Cook is the sort of obviously the pinnacle of that as a CEO. You then have all this other kind of mess, which is social media in its own category, I would say. You know, Facebook suffering. The layoffs at, say, Facebook or Meta shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, because, you know, I think we were talking about this back in April, May, that they're obviously going to have to make layoffs. Their stock price has been getting hammered. Growth has been slowing. Pressure from TikTok, ad spend. And so that's a perfect storm for them. But like, yeah, that's just one company. I'd say just in general, yeah, the COVID just sort of pushed everyone into a bit of a frenzy, even in a hiring or a firing frenzy. Not many people stuck with status quo, it seemed. And so, yeah, we've talked about this quite a lot internally, but 2021 was just a very bizarre, frenzied year for hiring. And so it's not sustainable, but everybody just felt like they had to catch up, I think, after 2020. And then you've got lots of money that's been raised in the last few years into new funds with VCs, and they're just holding that money. But they legally can't hold, they can't sit on cash, right? They cannot sit on cash. They are obligated to deploy. So there's deal activity happening. So, you know, we're working with a seed stage company that's got 7 million off the bat without a product, without any market fit, just a sort of team. So that there's lots of good things going on. It's just the LinkedIn algorithm just catches the bad news, and everyone's talking about the layoffs. So I obviously feel very bad for people that have been laid off, but like, it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody for Facebook or Meta or Twitter or Twilio, where you're in a non-profitable, massive business with huge headcount, that all of a sudden the layoffs happen. So I think a lot of people would have left earlier, and then now probably a lot of people will be thinking, oh, I need to leave as well, even if I wasn't part of the layoff. Twitter's its own thing. Again, like, don't disagree with some of the stuff going on there. Like, businesses have to like keep the lights on themselves. And then, yeah, the only problem is the funding environment is less shoot from the hip. So like, investors are investing, but it's more cautious, slower. I think we will see quite a bit in Q1, Q2 next year of like deals. I think people are just in a hold motion. But in terms of like the job market, everything that's happened in the last month or two just feels like the same old. It's like back to May. So you recall in May, we had that event, and then the week before was when all the layoffs started happening across the board, especially here in Austin. We saw quite a lot happen. Mm-hmm. So the good news is like, a lot of our clients got ahead of that and were told, right, this is going to be a nasty year, pause hiring. So we saw a lot of hiring pausing through the summer. And then in the last month or two, we've seen them re-enter the market cautiously to hiring. So the series A, B, C type clients, who, you know, we've got one client who raised money a year ago. I think they raised 50 mil series D. They haven't spent a penny of it. Like, they've just got their revenue to the point where they can keep the business going. They're burning some money, but not much, but they haven't touched the series D yet, which I think is probably a major genius move from the CEO to just sit and wait on that and like fine tune and be patient, do the opposite of what everybody else did in the last couple of years to then get in the space they're in. And then, yeah, like, a lot of people are just sort of having a reality check. So even one of our biggest clients, who are going to hire 1,200 people this year, I think they've hired seven, I think next year they're going to hire a few hundred, you know, through the year. So just progressing, but trying to progress profitably. And, you know, no one wants to make layoffs. Firing people is not fun. So, you know, I think everyone should hire with that in mind, thinking, right, do we want to hire this person? Well, we have, can we definitely keep them for the next 6 to 12 months without having to backtrack? So yeah, I think things like peer signal is really good because it, you know, shows that, you know, we are in a cycle. There's lots of, like, Facebook is what, nearly 20 years old. It's sort of essentially a legacy social media platform that's grown through acquisition. And now there's like other stuff that people are using. So we're just seeing an emergence of new user preferences, customer preferences, smarter products, potentially smarter business models. Building the tech is cheaper and commercializing it is very important. So I think, like, yeah, the hires we are seeing demand for are the mid, again, at that kind of like the director level is really, really busy, whereas doers, hands-on folks who can execute but have leadership capability, it's probably quite tough out there, I'd imagine, at the moment, being a graduate or being like 22 to 25, 26 years old, where because of distributed working, companies maybe don't have the appetite to hire younger folks that need more training and more handholding and more L&D, more in, and don't ramp and don't add to top or bottom line as quick. That's not data driven. I'm just making a pretty big sweeping statement based on conversations I've had with our clients and stuff I've been hearing and seeing. But yeah. I think for people who are really good, like 10 to 20 years in their career, smart, hands-on, technically strong, commercially strong, and have good leadership capabilities, those people are still very much in demand.
Cool. You mentioned the director level has been still pretty strong, at least within our client base. Any other like nuggets or takeaways? I'm just kind of curious to dissect that a little bit in other ways. Demand for various functions, any thoughts on that? Or just trying to get a better gauge on, like, you know, positive, neutral, negative.
Yeah. I mean, people are innovating, but just, I think, you know, we've still got the appetite for product and engineering. It's not as volume oriented as it was a year ago, but there's still, people are trying to become leaner and meaner. So, customer success, sales and revenue operations, we've seen an uptick in recently. Less so just volume AE hiring. So people just not chasing quota, probably because it's just not out there. Like, you need to be much smarter about capturing the right customers and converting them and then retaining them. So, you know, focus on, probably no surprise, focus on renewals, keeping your customers paramount. Yeah,
and then, like retention based, like go to market roles essentially.
Yeah, your customer product success, sales ops, yeah. Rev ops. We got a few at like the director sales operations level, which is obviously like ensuring nothing gets lost, right? So all lead routing, funneling of deals, conversion, making sure the customer gets a really good experience. So less just volume AE hiring because all that does is it dilutes the team that are there, right? If you bring in on like 3 to 5 AEs every quarter, your sales director can't be talking to customers or VP because they're managing the managers and the managers managing their team. It's just like there's a lack of contact time with customer, which I think we're seeing like smaller, higher performing teams set up and supported well so that the people in their function are just doing their function. So sales are just doing sales. Customer success are doing customer success. Sales ops and rev ops are supporting all of them. We haven't had as much in marketing, I'd say, in the last 2-3 months. That's probably been one area where we had a bit in the summer, but like in the last quarter, I think if I look through all the positions, by and large, I'd say marketing's eased off. Yeah, it's really been a lot of these senior roles that are like orchestrating, call it like sales effectiveness or sales readiness. Product and engineering is just solid, and I think it always will be because you just go through, that's the whole point of tech, right? It's like you have design upgrades, product upgrades, reversioning. And then I think, we're not search firms, so we're not doing anything at the C-suite. I'd like to see what's happening there. I bet there's some reshaping around the C-suite and like the CEOs. I bet there's CEOs under fire. Because right now, if you're a VC, PE, or a public entity, like you want your CEOs to have gone through some shit before. This not being like, this is not the sort of, if someone's just had the last 5 years, apart from COVID, which didn't really play out as badly as everyone thought in technology, probably quite the opposite. But if you've had nobody experience like any form of, what's the word I'm looking for? Adversity, then you probably do want that. So I imagine there's some reshaping at the C-suite going on. Other than that, like I think it's just steady. It's cautious and steady. I actually prefer it to, I think I said that a few times. Yeah, cautious, steady, thoughtful, but deliberate hiring, a bit more of sense check.
Yeah, the whole purpose of a lot of what we talk about in this podcast, right?
Yes, and deliberate and purposeful does not mean slow and stupid and bumbly. It just means like, cool, let's lay it all out. Let's think about what we need. Let's be careful. Let's be clear. Let's not waste time interviewing the wrong types of folks.
Yep.
And then when all the green lights are there, then let's move forward. And that's basically what we're looking to achieve with clients.
I imagine it puts even more pressure on making the right hire. I think Tracy had mentioned this in your last conversation with her a little bit. Just regarding, if the hiring goals for a team were, let's say, 15 or whatever, and now it's, drastically less, you have, you can't afford getting things wrong as you might have been able to with that some margin of error before. To your point, being more careful and cautious and calculated in what the true needs are to move the company forward.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this with hiring. Like there's a couple of things. It's like, can you afford to just hire more senior folks? If you can, then it can make sense. But also at the same time, it depends how much infrastructure you've got to support more junior hires. We've talked about hiring some folks that are kind of in the middle, like not too junior, not too senior, but like we could have coached them to learn about what we're doing because it's a bit different. But they have some maturity and drive because they've been through a bit with some other businesses. So we're not coaching them on how to turn up to work and how to like figure things out. Like they understand technology, they understand hiring. And I think you just have to know what is your infrastructure to support like different brackets and being more cautious, using internal talent more. I would say every company should be telling their staff at the moment, like, hey, look, everyone needs to be doing more than just their job spec. Like that's the way to get through volatile times, is to have everyone dig in more. And like, did you see Elon Musk's email? We should probably, like, if we had a screen and a projector and we're like in a studio, we could pull that up. But I actually have got it. Have you seen it?
I have, but if you've got it up, please feel free to.
Yeah. Got it here. What am I? So a fork in the road. So that's the subject of the email.